the game.
Well, welcome to the Friday edition of The Game. Corey Dean in studio. And Brandon, are we the only ones left in the building? Is everyone is either sick or gone, right?
Yeah. I think Tyler is sick. Right? John is doing high school basketball. Right? And
Mitch is in South Carolina.
Yeah, Mitch is in South Carolina. And I don't know, could... We're the ones anyone else we can think
stuck
of
stuck here on a Friday where it's been snowing off and on after being 70 plus degrees earlier in the week.
I mean, I'm going to Arizona next week, so this is my payment.
You're
for
good
it.
Then. You're good. You're paying
this
for it.
This is my payment.
So, welcome into the game. Corey Dean filling in, as we mentioned, Tyler Dryling out sick today. John Kurt's going to be heading out for Manhattan High basketball coverage. Manhattan High gets Shawnee Heights tonight on the road. They're coming off the big win over Junction City on Wednesday. So Manhattan High in action tonight here on K-Man. You just heard K-State baseball. Tough loss for the K-State baseball team, especially coming off the high of knocking off a top five South Carolina team yesterday. That was a lot of fun. That was a huge win. But this is how baseball goes, you know, one day to the next day and things don't go your way. So they will be back in action over the course of the weekend. I'm kind of excited for K-State baseball right now. It's a good start to the season, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, you get next weekend for the home opener for the Cats at Toyton Family Stadium. I'm hoping by then we start looking at a little bit better temperatures next Friday, because this time next Friday we would be out at Toyton Family Stadium. Hopefully, well, a little bit better forecast.
Let's see. 3 years ago, my freshman year at K-State, the entire first series got canceled. And the day that was supposed to be the home opener, I remember it was 10 degrees outside and there was a foot of snow on the ground.
It happens this time of year. Right now, and again, this is a long time, but supposedly next Friday, it's supposed to be sunny and around 55, 60. And for what we've had before for the home opener for K-State baseball, I would take...
Sign me up.
55 and mostly sunny. That's pretty good.
Sign me up for 55 to play baseball first weekend of March. I'll take it.
That'll work pretty well. So K-State baseball underway. Cats will be back in action again tomorrow here on K-Man, so we'll have that game for you as well. You'll be able to listen to those games online when you're not able to catch them. So all the K-State baseball action right here on News Radio KMAN. So we've got a lot of cool stuff coming up on the show. It's going to be a little bit of a different show. I gotta bail out at 5 o'clock. So, and then it's just going to be you. It's going to be the Brennan solo show.
Not quite. We do have an interesting hodgepodge of...
Of guests and interviews,
yes,
and
we
replays
will have
and highlights.
John Kurtz, we'll have him in spirit, as in pre-recorded at 5:10.
Okay.
And then we'll have Mitch Fortner talking about K-State baseball both today and yesterday and probably what else to come throughout the weekend. He will be calling in at 5:25. And also at 4:40 and 5:40, we'll have Dave Donner with Manhattan High Wrestling calling in to give updates from the state tournament in Wichita, so you can definitely stay tuned for that as well. What we'll do the rest of the 5 o'clock hour, we'll figure something out.
Yeah, right. I've got to duck out at 5. Actually, Hoop It Up for Hope is happening in Wamego tonight. So it's over at Wamego Middle School, but it's of course raises money for the Community Health Foundation, which is a great cause. So I have to go play basketball. The last time I played competitive basketball, Brennan, was, I believe, 1994 when I graduated from high school.
So, not even intramural?
I played intramural basketball, so I take that back. I did play some intramural basketball.
So add a few more years onto that.
Yeah, but...
It's been a while.
As competitive as intramural basketball was, it's still not quite the same. But I am officially old now, so I'm going to have to break out my old man game. So I'm 40 plus now, and I'm not a big dude, so it's not old man strength, but I'm kind of crafty, right? So it's a lot of up and under moves and pump fakes and that kind of stuff.
The old two-handed step shot?
Yep, you got it. Drop steps and the whole thing. Yeah, it's all old man game at this point, because I'm certainly not blowing past anybody off the dribble anymore. So that'll be fun tonight, though, out at Wamego Middle School. That starts at 7 o'clock. So let's talk a little bit about K-State basketball, as that, of course, is the narrative. Big basketball weekend, and both teams on the road. The K-State men take on OU in Norman, K-State women on the road in Lawrence. Two teams kind of going in a little bit opposite directions as you come to the end of the season. K-State men, of course, lose to Oklahoma State. Wednesday night was just hard. I mean, if we're being completely honest, the Cats lose to Oklahoma State 80-68. You started so well in that game. You run out to the 14-point lead. Oklahoma State ties it up. You have a one-point lead at halftime after Okie Light bangs home a three-pointer at the buzzer right as you're heading into half. And then just no offense for the Cats really in the second half. And you get outscored 42-29 in the second half of the game and drop that as a 12-point loss. That's just not good. And it also tells you how far this Oklahoma State team has come since K-State played them the first time, because you walked into Stillwater and handed the Cowboys their sixth consecutive Big 12 loss.
In the Big 12 after that game.
So, and they've since gone 8-1 in Big 12 play. So they are beyond hot right now, one of the hottest teams in the country. And not kind of good, but really good on offense. So that Cowboy team is moving in the right direction. We had a great interview, of course, with Coach Underwood this past week. We'll be able to play some more of that coming up. The tough part for the Cats now is that, I mean, we talked about it on Monday when I got a chance to talk to Wyatt Thompson on Wildcat Insider. It's just you're running out of games is the toughest part for K-State right now. On the bubble is still where this team shows up, although on Monday, Bracketology, if you follow that kind of thing, had K-State in the tournament. After Wednesday, out of the tournament, one of the first four out, according to the Joe Lenardi's latest Bracketology.
The very first team out, in fact.
Well, and you still have a chance potentially to sneak in, but you're running out of time is the exact right way to put it. So it's a two-game road stretch for the Cats at Oklahoma, 5:00 tomorrow, and then you've got at TCU midweek, and then you're home, your final game against Texas Tech. On paper, all winnable games, but this is a K-State team that since knocking off number two Baylor has won one out of their last five, and that win, the Texas game in Austin, that she held on late to win that game. So Oklahoma, if you're looking for the good look or the upside, I suppose, in that matchup, is that OU is not good. So that's a team that's really been struggling. So the Longhorns, the Sooners' last win was against the Longhorns. They have lost to everyone else, literally going back all the way until, let's see, mid-January. It's been since OU has put a W on the board other than that Texas game. So they're really staggering to the end of the season.
Yeah, their last win besides home against Texas a couple weeks ago was at West Virginia, believe it or not, way back on January 18th.
Now, OU, they have put together a couple good games, especially they got the win, of course, over Texas, who's also struggling. Coach Smart there, Shaka Smart, you want to talk about a dude who's got a lot of athletes that's just not able to put the wins together right there. But they lose a close game to Oklahoma State. That's a 96-92 game. That was a high-scoring contest and more points than OU's put up in quite some time. And then they take the loss to number 9 Baylor. That game, though, at Baylor, and that's a 6-point game. So that also not a bad game for the Sooners. So this is a big deal right now. And I know a lot of fans are unhappy, and it's an interesting turning point for a lot of fans and everything. This is just not the way that you want K-State to come in, and not being able to get above 500 in the conference is frustrating. Losing games at home is frustrating. You got to get back on track, but you're just running out of time.
And that's pretty accurate to say in all forms of it. And when you look at K-State overall, the fact that they got off to such a nice start this year, it's still mind-boggling to think that they're NCAA tournament resume is not all that bad.
Correct.
And they have the wins over West Virginia and the road win at Baylor, the road win at Oklahoma State. Those are wins that a lot of teams that are similar record to K-State 17-11 that are sitting squarely in the bubble, a lot of teams don't have three nice wins like that.
Right.
Because all three of those teams are top 30 in the RPI right now. Actually, West Virginia's RPI is out of the top 30. But point is, Cats have three really good wins to fall back on. Yeah. So it's still really frustrating to see the Cats drop 7 of 9 games like we've seen. But
and the tough part now is the teams you have left, while they're winnable games,
they're also losable.
They're not games that are going to help your RPI a ton.
No.
So that's just, you about have to get all of them, and then maybe you might have to sneak one in the beginning round of the Big 12 tournament.
See, my take on this, and Kellis Robinette in his weekly column said the same thing. K-State wins out. They're 9-9 in the conference. They're 20-11 overall. The bubble this year is one of the weakest it's ever been.
Yep, you're probably
sneak fine.
In. Yeah,
you're probably fine at 20-11. I don't want to hope on it, but you're probably are fine.
But at the, so if you would have, the difference is the way that the season has gone. If you'd have said before the season, hey, 9-9 in the conference, 20-11 kind of record. Especially where they were picked, you're like, okay, and make the tournament, you probably would have been okay with it. The problem is you started good, and you're staggering to the finish, and that makes it hard. It makes it hard.
The opposite of Oklahoma State, essentially.
Exactly.
Oklahoma State, if you're a team with their record, you want to have a season exactly how they're having, stumbling in January, but really, really coming in hot February into March as well. That's exactly what you want to be coming into the tournament, because NCAA tournament, more often than not, is not so much how did you do the entire season, it's how did you finish? How did you get into the field? Are you playing good basketball at the end of that season?
Well, we'll see what K-State does tomorrow. They beat Oklahoma in Bramlage 75-64 the last time that they played. That was the game immediately following the travel game in Lawrence, where you lose late to KU. So that's 11-point win. Grab the early lead, never let it go. That was very balanced scoring day for K-State. Wes had 16, Barry Brown had 14, Kamau had 13, Dean 12, and DJ 10. If you can do that, you're going to be great. Shot 53% in the first half, 55% in the second half. That was fantastic. So it might take that kind of performance again to knock off OU. Let's talk, though, the other game tomorrow. Of course, the team that's moving in the other direction. Man, K-State women right now are playing great basketball. Just great basketball. They're coming off the big upset win, which was huge to knock off OU. So you knock off a top 25 team, and then you go on the road. You're 20-8 right now, 10-6 in the Big 12, and you're taking on your rival, KU, who is 2-14 in Big 12 play and 8-19 overall. It is a good time to be going to Lawrence. You got to get this one because you do have kind of the home stretch coming up for the Cats. I like the way that this team is playing. You got another great performance from Middlebrook. Brianna Lewis has been fantastic all season long. So the Cats getting ready to head to Lawrence. If you can get the one in Lawrence, I think you're right back in the top 25. You kind of fell out to the receiving votes area to start the season, to start the week. But knocking off OU is going to put you right back where you want to be, and then you just finish up with those last two games. You're at Kansas, and then the game on Monday is gigantic. You get a top 10 Texas team at home to finish out the season.
Man, That's a monster game. That's a big game for the Wildcats. And keep in mind, they played Texas right down to the wire in Austin. They actually have the last 2 years. Wildcats actually they trailed by one at the break to the Longhorns last year and lost 60 or last. Gosh, I cannot talk. First matchup right against the Longhorns
beginning
this
of February.
Year. Yes, they lost 63-58, but it was a game that was close the entire way. And if the Wildcats can put together a performance like that in front of
the home
presumably
crowd
is going to be a good home crowd on Monday night, that's going to be a really interesting matchup. And so I imagine a game like KU on Saturday, I'm not going to use the word trap game here, but at the same time, I think it's one of those games where you're just trying to get through it without A, anyone getting hurt, or B, wearing yourself down.
The key there is a rivalry game. I don't think you overlook KU anytime. Get that one, and man, Bramlage needs to be full on Monday night for the K-State women to take on Texas. That's a huge game Monday night to close things out. 7 o'clock on Monday night, and of course we'll have that game for you here on K-Man. Well, let's go to a break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little more baseball. Not K-State baseball this time. Let's talk Royals. Spring training games start tomorrow. Bring on the baseball. And all kinds of weird changes going on. You got different guys moving around, and spring training can be a little bit interesting to keep track of for the Royals. We'll get you a little preview coming up next here on the game.
Get in the game.
Ready, set, mo. News Radio KMEN and Canequip are ready to kick off spring.